6. Those days in your life. For your beloved mother. When you came into the world, she held you in her arms. You thanked her by shaking your fists and weeping your eyes out. When you were 3 years old, she made all your meals with love. You thanked her by tossing your tray on her lap, crying for ice cream and ham sandwich. When you were 6 years old, she enrolled you in kindergarten. She began to teach you arithmetic and alphabet. She told you the tale of the fisherman and the little fish. You thanked her by hiding in the dwarf bushes to play with ants, contaminating your school uniform. When you were 12 years old, you were fascinated with chess and painting. She invited chess coaches for you, bought you painting brushes and took you to galleries. You thanked her by being careless about your studies, drawing portraits of teachers in class. When you were 15 years old, she took you to learn to play the violin and trumpet in an orchestra and paid you for summer camp abroad. You thanked her by going to bars to listen to jazz and pop music secretly, by being cynical to her so-called classic art and her tunnel vision. When you were 20 years old, you began to date with your girlfriend. You learned to play the guitar and went to the gymnasium for girlfriend. She was concerned about you, telling this to your aunts in neighbourhood, accidentally. You thanked her by disputing with her. I am an adult. You needn't worry about me. When you were 25 years old, she was busy decorating the house with colourful ornaments, reckoning on the date of your wedding. You thanked her by asserting to her, holding your slim, slender bride, we are to be on a global tour wedding. When you were 30 years old, you became a competent editor of Eastern literature, busy with revising sequences of scripts every day. She was worried, asking you to rest besides work. You thanked her by moaning. You can't realise the tense competition in media circle. When you were 35 years old, you divorced, unfortunately. She came to you, tending to your daughter and doing housework at home. You thanked her by being drunk every night, smoking cigar one after another in the living room. When you were 40 years old, you gained recovery from gloomy feelings gradually and became a well-known fiction author. She gave her genuine congratulations to you. You thanked her by trying to convince her to live with you, but she declined, refused. When you were 45 years old, with the oxygen mask, she was taken away by an ambulance due to an acute epidemic. You thanked her by thinking she actually shouldn't fall ill at the crisis of your career. Then one day in autumn, she quietly died. In front of her ashes, you looked through your sometime albums and the fragments of your life came into illusion. An infant, a youngster, and a mature man in the end. Suddenly, you perceived that there was no substitute for mother. Though sometimes she might think awkwardly or might not consent to your opinions, she was still your mother. All that she did was for the welfare of you.